Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today with Tammy Hall from Bozeman, Montana. It's just such an honor. I always consider it a privilege of the platform, and I never take it for granted. I pray hard. I work hard. I've got 99 sheets of paper here, and I've done three of them. So it doesn't. And I have an incredible guest. This is one of my absolute heroes, literally a hero to us. This is Tim Sheehy, who's going to be the next senator of Montana. Tim, I love that you followed a Sheehy ad. That's been really good. I love that. Tim, you served your, you've never done politics before. Right out of high school, you went in the military, and you knew you were going to serve in war.
Yeah, that's right. You know, at 18 years old, joined up, as did my wife. You know, she was a Marine Corps officer, and I was a SEAL, as you know. And it was an honor to serve, I served in Iraq, Afghanistan, a few other places around the world, a lot of other places around the world. And yeah, it's an honor to lead Americans on the field of battle. And you learn a lot of lessons about yourself and obviously about others and about the state of the world when you're serving in those environments. And after I got wounded, got out, my wife and I both left the military. We stayed in the reserves for a while. I served as a recruiter to help bring in officers and SEALs, and she stayed on as well. And then started our businesses here in Montana, as you know, and continue to serve by fighting wildfires and bringing that technology that we learned about on the ground there in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of the sensors, some of the close air support, we brought that to fight wildfires. But as you said, never ran for anything before, not even student council or city commission or anything. But we all know what's at stake this fall. It's a critical election for the future of the country.
And well, you have a wonderful wife. I have to tell you, she was a Marine, and she has guns on her, as we call them. Those are muscles, not guns. She has those too. But man, there's an ad she does in a little cute summer top, and she's picking up bales of hay and throwing them while you're talking. And I always
that's how it goes.
I always point that out to her, and four wonderful kids.
Yeah, absolutely. She's an amazing mom, and obviously the four kids, they're just inspiring every day to see them go about their business. And you know, they always remind you why we're doing these things.
Well, I think you're just, to me, what's important, Tim, is that you are doing this for the right reason. You don't need the money. Your tester went in, by his own words, as a dirt poor farmer, and now 18 years later is a millionaire, and he criticizes you, who came out of the military on a pension from the military and created wealth for people. It's crazy.
As a lot of folks have said about Donald Trump, you know, I'd rather have a rich guy that goes into politics and comes out less rich than a poor guy that goes into politics and comes out rich. Because we've had a lot of that going on in this country. We've had a lot of folks get involved in politics, and magically somehow, as they sit in office on a government salary, their net worth goes up by, 10, 20, 30X. Look at Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, perfect examples of that. And of course, John Tester, as you said, somehow on a taxpayer-funded salary that they've...
Hey, Tim, when we come out of this break, I've got a long time here, and I'm going to ask you, why are you doing this to yourself?
Securing America.
Nearly a month out from Election Day, and director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Jen Easterly, is trying to reassure Americans that they will be able to feel confident in the outcome, despite what she calls election disinformation, but also distrust among voters, as some countries are attempting to influence the election.
Malicious actors, even if they tried, could not have an impact at scale such that there would be a material effect on the outcome of elections.
She says intelligence agencies and tech companies have tracked fake websites and social media profiles to Russia and Iran, that China is also trying to influence the outcome. Ballot counting machines are not connected to the internet, and that most registered voters will have a paper record they can verify. The reassurances as some states and counties across the U.S. have turned to paper ballots and hand counting to combat potential vote fraud. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It was treated as a bombshell story, wiping away coverage of the VP debate, especially on MSNBC. A federal judge unsealing special counsel Jack Smith's report on the January 6th investigation. His last chance to get it out there. Except so much of it seemed familiar. Yes, there were a couple of new tidbits, such as Donald Trump telling an aide, so what, when he was told that Mike Pence's life might be in danger. Ronna McDaniel, former RNC chair, saying that the House Speaker in Michigan had said the whole scheme, that the idea that voting machines were rigged, was blanking nuts. However, we've seen all this, most of it, from Pence's book, from news reports, from the House January 6th committee. Nevertheless, it was a story that the media ran with. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today it's Tammy Hall. It's a privilege to be here. I'm from Bozeman, Montana, but grew up in Billings. And I have with me truly one of my heroes. I met this man. I had the opportunity. He came to my house to meet Kelly and I. We're nobody. But he wants to meet Montanans and get to know us. The people are concerned. I'm a senior. I'm 75. Kelly's 76, and he cares. And I don't know when I've been this excited about a candidate. Tim, we've got 7 minutes here, and I meant it when I said, why would you do this? You're such an amazing man, and you have a knack for making money. You see it. You look forward. You're a forward thinker. You're an author. You own businesses. You care so much about private land, public land, and that you firefight. You go out and risk your life. So why would you do this? And by the way, are you as worried about the borders we are? Oh, and before we start, your debate was phenomenal. I'm a debate coach and a professional debater. I couldn't even top what you did. There you go. Go, Tim.
Well, thanks. Yeah, there's a lot there, and start from the back forward. The debate was great, and you know, it's as I said in the debate, I thank John Tester for his service. You know, I don't hate John Tester. I don't have a personal issue with him, but the way he votes and the way he legislates is bad for America. It's bad for Montana, and I think people see what's happened these last 3.5 years. He's been a rubber stamp for all of it. So, and that rolls right into the border where. You know, his rhetoric on the border has been, unfortunately, I'd say it's been funny, but the results are tragic, so it's not funny. It's just sad. You know, he wants to talk about securing the border. You know, he tried to blame me for a Senate border bill that didn't pass, which I find hilarious. Now, the truth is that bill would have legalized what's going on right now. Yeah, it would have done a few good things, like fund some more border patrol agents, which frankly should have happened 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. But it would have legalized, it would have simply taken what's happening now as far as mass migration and made it legal. Right now it's illegal, but guess what? The government can call something that's illegal and make it legal. And that's basically what they were going to do with this legislation. Unacceptable. But back to your first question, why would I do this? It's for the future of my kids. It's for the future of your children. It's for this country. I mean, people see what my family and my businesses are going through. They're damn near putting my company out of business just through disgusting assaults, through short selling and press attacks. They go after my charities. They tried to tear down their charitable giving, going after friends and family. It's a scorched earth policy from the Democrats. They don't care who they're going to hurt. They just want to hang on to power. But we have to do this. We have to stand up for this country. And I hope what my candidacy does, whether people agree with everything I say or not, they see that anybody can stand up and make a difference. And I was nobody when I came here, got out of the SEAL teams. My wife got out of the Marine Corps. We started our business from scratch. And I never once thought about running for office, to be honest. It just wasn't ever in my calculus. But after I watched Afghanistan collapse and the sacrifice of my wife, myself, so many of our friends and family, I realized our nation was literally losing its soul. If we could walk away from 20 years of sacrifice like that, you know, what else could we walk away from? So I stood up to get involved. Our country is at a crossroads, and we don't have to agree on everything in this country, but I think we can agree on the fact we want our children to have a brighter future than we've had. We want our streets to be safe. We want our borders secure. We want our gas to be cheap. Cops are good. Criminals are bad. Boys are boys. Girls are girls. And these are simple things that I think the vast majority of us agree on. And it's about time our government supports those basic priorities, because right now it sure as hell doesn't feel like they do. And I think we all hold them accountable.
You know, we've got all these callers coming in. They want to talk to you, but we don't have very much time. One of them wanted to talk about the abortion issue. I hate to bring that up all the time because it's so divisive. I personally thought you handled that beautifully. Tester keeps lying about you and trying to say that you would stop all abortions. Would you explain that? And it's important to people.
Yeah, you know, just common sense. As I said in the debate, common sense. I mean, I don't know of any, I don't know personally of any Republican legislature. I'm sure there's some out there that want to ban abortion or put women in jail or arrest doctors. That's ridiculous. You know, what I've said in both debates now, and I've said clearly time and again, is, you know, we've got to have common sense legislation here. Of course, these women are incredibly challenging time in their life. They got to know they're supported, and that's why I support the three exceptions all the way through. And obviously, there are times in early stage pregnancy where, you know, incredibly tough decisions have to be made by patients and their doctors, and that's their decision. But at some point in a pregnancy, when there's another viable life, we also have a responsibility to protect that. And we have a responsibility to protect the most vulnerable members of our society. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to apologize for saying when you have a fully formed fetus in the womb that has an opportunity to lead an amazing life, you know, they deserve a seat at the table. You know, they deserve to be protected. So, you know, I think our state legislatures around the country, some of these states are going too far with it. Some states, you know, are like us, are putting constitutional initiatives out. So I think the local approach at the state level is going to hopefully get us to a point where folks, their voices heard. But I think J.D. Vance said it right on the debate on Monday. I'm sorry, on Tuesday, where, you know, the Republican Party's got to have a message that people can trust on this, because I think, unfortunately, the media, as we know, is very much in the corner for the Democrats and wants to demonize this issue as much as they can. And I think, as most Americans agree, that three exceptions, early stage abortions, you know, nobody likes that. But at some point, there's a point in the pregnancy where we also have responsibility to protect the other
life. Yeah, I thought you described that extremely well. One thing with our time I want to get into here is how many tied votes that Kamala Harris was able to make that decided this entire future of the country, because John Tester, who could have been the deciding vote 24 times to the good of Montana, voted with the Democrats and therefore gave Kamala Harris that, you know, he voted, yeah. He was the deciding vote, right?
He sure was. I mean, Kamala Harris has broken more ties than any vice president in the history of this country, including 8-year vice president. In 3.5 years, she broke more ties than anybody. And one person could have stopped those things, from funding secret migrant flights to opening the southern border to the Inflation Reduction Act to boys and girls sports. I mean, the list goes on. One person, and that one person's name is John Tester. Joe Manchin in West Virginia stood up and said no to a lot of this craziness. Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona stood up and said no. Both of them were kicked out of the Democrat Party.
I'm Chad Pogrom with the Speaker's Log. You've heard about a chicken in every pot, but how about an AM radio in every car? The House Energy and Commerce Committee recently passed the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. The vote was 45-2. Now, the National Association of Broadcasters, or NAB, is urging lawmakers to take the final steps and make the bill law. The legislation would require automakers to either continue placing AM radios inside new cars or alert purchasers that the vehicle is not equipped with the AM band. The NAB is pushing Congress to pass the bill before it adjourns for the year. Among the biggest advocates of the legislation are Energy and Commerce Committee Chairwoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers, the top Democrat on the committee, Frank Pallone of New Jersey, along with GOP Florida Representative Gus Bilirakis and Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. The NAB says, quote, as one of the most reliable and resilient communications platforms, AM radio continues to be a lifeline for communities in times of emergency. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, coming up this Friday on Montana Talks, I've got to drive back from the Flathead so I can go to my son's football game, but you're in luck. Tammy Hall, she'll be filling in on Friday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls and more. Always great to get her insight. And then 1 week from this Friday, I'll be in Kalispell, actually Columbia Falls, with a live show Friday, October 11th from Northwest Parks and Equipment in Columbia Falls. So great shows coming up for you, hitting the road even more.
When it comes to hunting,
fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
So this is Tammy Hall, and I have a great guest in Tim Sheehy, the future senator of Montana. Tim, we didn't quite get the bumper music, it's called, where it tells me to close up. So I didn't know we were going to interrupt you so rudely. I do want to take Owen's phone call after we talk to you, and I have another guest who's going to be calling in, but nobody is important. The United States Senate will be controlled by Montana. That's the bottom line. Right now we have 50-50, and if we can flip Montana, if we can turn it to a Republican seat, we will be able to get part of our country back. It's hugely important. Tim, I can't even tell you how long it's been since I've been this fired up about an outstanding patriot, intelligent person to serve. Would you just use however much time you, I mean, if you want 1 minute, fine. If you want 5 minutes, fine. You just tell us why you're running and what's your hope?
We got to save this country. We got to take this country back. Montanans have to remember that this is not just a regular Senate election. This is control of the Senate. And as we've seen these last 3.5 years, especially when the Democrats control the White House, if the Senate is controlled by them as well, it'll be a rubber stamp for progressive legislation that's bad for Montana. So we have a tremendous weight on our shoulders this election season to not just send Donald Trump back to the White House and hold the House of Representatives, but we have to take the Senate. The Senate is a critical body for how our constitutional republic functions. And I urge people to vote. Get out and vote. Normally 55% voter turnout is about what we get. That's pretty sad. You know, as I tell my employees every year, before I was ever in politics, I'd bring them in every election year and say, you have an obligation to vote. I fought for your right to vote. Millions of young men are buried all over this world, so you could choose your leaders. You may not always like that choice, and it may not always be your favorite leader, but make sure your voice is heard. So many people have sacrificed to give you the right to help choose your leadership in this country. Don't take it for granted. So show up and vote. Mail-in ballots, early voting, whatever it is, make sure your vote's counted. Don't wait till election day. If you get a ballot mailed to your home, fill it out and send it in as soon as you get it, because voting matters, voter turnout matters. And make sure your voice is heard. We are so blessed to be in this country, and one of those blessings is our ability to choose our leaders. Get involved in the process. Please vote. The future of America literally hinges on Montana here on November 5th. Thanks for the support, Tammy.
Tim, thank you for running for us. We want things that are made in the USA. We want things we believe in the USA. And you're homemade in the USA, and you're everything that's right with this country, and you're being willing to step up and serve when you don't have to. And I can't even, there aren't words to thank you. I just want people to know you don't need the seat. John Tester went to Washington as a dirt poor farmer and is now a multimillionaire. And you did it by creating jobs for other people and taking care of vets. Thank you, Tim. You're a good man, and you're going to be our next senator. And I can't wait to shake the hand of Senator of our wonderful Senator Tim Sheehy. And I don't think I'll shake Carmen's hands. Her arms are too strong.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You have a great day, Tim. Thank you. Okay, if you're still on the line, Bill Owens, I would like to take your question. I know Tim's gone, but is this Owen from Billings?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sorry about that, but I got such a limited time for Tim, I just couldn't interrupt him, but I did have him address the abortion issue, and what did you want to share?
Well, first off, I wanted to say thank you for his service, even though Tehran Tester won't say it.
Tehran Tester. Oh, that's good.
As a Marine Corps veteran, I just wanted to get that off my chest. And I would also like to say that he's exactly right on this abortion issue. Abortion should not be used as a birth control. And the fact that we have all these fatherless kids in this country right now, and we're using abortion right now to the point that nobody has any responsibility anymore. And it absolutely makes me disgusted and makes me sick to think that these women and these children are being left because these fathers either don't want the responsibility or these women are being forced to think that they have to have an abortion.
Yeah, it's sad with a country where there are so many people, it costs $20,000 minimum to get an adopted baby, which is an absolute outrage that we've turned that into a money-making opportunity instead of way it used to be with the wonderful Catholic nuns just helping you get an adoption. You know, adoptions are so good, and it just makes me really sad that in this country, we all understand, okay, nobody here, I mean, my heart breaks for the women who were told that an abortion's nothing, it's not a baby, it's not real, and they're in mourning now. They have to wait till they're in heaven to see their babies, and they're very sad by it now, and people are using it as birth control. I had a sonogram lady who nurse tell me that she sees some people 3 and 4 times because they have to get a sonogram and see that before they have an abortion. Now, that won't be the law when 128 passes, if it please, Lord, don't let that pass. It could be a person who works in a clinic. They don't have to be a nurse. They could just work in there. They can do an abortion under this law. She did say that a lot of people, women, she had quite a few women who came in 3 and 4 times, and they just used abortion as a birth control, which will destroy their own body. So, okay, Owen, I got someone waiting, so sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead and finish off your thought.
I'd also like to go against this Democrat argument. The Republicans never have said that we're going to stop abortion 100%.
Never.
I mean, Not one time.
Never.
I mean, in the case of life or death situations, you know, we said okay. And this is the argument that they come up with every single time. It's kind of like we're against clean air and water. It's a bunch of crap. I mean, we need to stop these arguments before they get started because this is ridiculous. We never once said that we were going to stop abortion 100%.
Yeah, we never did, and they lie about that. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, and I appreciate it very, very much, Owen. Okay, now we're going to go to Don Kay. Don is the president of the Montana Republican Party. You did a great job, Don, at that rally for Trump. I was really impressed. I know Trump couldn't say your last name, and I'm afraid I'll butcher your last name, and now we all call you by Don Kay. So would you introduce yourself, my buddy?
You betcha. Good morning, Tammy, and good morning, Montana. The name's Don Kaltschmidt, but of course I go by Don Kay for obvious reasons. I thought the president did a pretty good job on pronouncing my name.
Actually, he did. I think he works real hard at that. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, well, Tammy and Montana, as you guys know, we're about almost a month away from the biggest election in Montana history.
And don't the hand votes come out sooner? They come out soon, don't they?
Yeah, October. Yeah, exactly. Again, a month away, but the ballots are going to come out October 11th. So we should get them close to there. And, you know, and I'm really proud of our team of volunteers and staff that's been working, you know, hard day in and day out to get out the vote. You know, we've really been working on that. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but our Republican Party has made 1 million voter contacts this cycle, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going right through Election Day.
1 million.
And I want you.
Wow, grassroots.
1 million. Yep. Grassroots voter contacts on the doors. Not to mention, Tammy, I'm not sure that the Democrats know that we're making a lot of contacts, too. And I don't know if you saw that video on Twitter, but we had footage of the Democrats stealing Tim Sheehy's signs off the doors and putting their own in there.
You're kidding.
That?
No.
No. Yep. They were doing that the other day. It's just... unbelievable.
Did you watch that debate? Didn't Tester seem scared and angry?
He seemed very, very angry to me, yes.
Yeah, just like an old growly bear. And I thought that Tim Sheehy held his own and was as calm as could be.
He was. And to help that whole process out, you know, with the 31 days we got left now until election, you know, Republicans were making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. That's the other thing that the people need to know about your Montana Republican Party. You know, voters' participation is crucial in ensuring that every eligible voter can cast their ballot safely and securely, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, Green Party, what have you. Our unprecedented election integrity operation in Montana is dedicated to securing a fair and transparent election. And in doing so, I'm asking you, Tammy, and Montana, as a patriot, to take the extra step to becoming a poll watcher on the ground. We need you in this fight, and the stakes have never been higher. So get a hold of your local Montana Republican Party. Go to mtgop.org. And the good news is our election integrity team is hosting a virtual poll watching training tomorrow morning. Write this down, everybody. Folks, you can do the training right from your couch. You just have to go to protectthevote.com to sign up. Again, that's protectthevote.com. And sign up, and we'll see you at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's a great idea, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. People ask me all the time, what can we do to get involved? What can we do to get involved? And you just gave them a really good way to get involved. I wanted to apologize to you, Don Kay. I had cut off Tim Sheehy, gave him less time than I had met, and I wanted to let him close off, and then we had this phone caller who'd been waiting all that time. But I thought he made a great point. Republicans have never said, ever, as a Republican Party, that we don't believe in any abortion for women. You know. So you've got about 5 seconds here. Tell us what you're excited about.
Well, just first off, I only got 5 seconds. We'll get back on the other side of the break. But vote for the sons in the Supreme Court. That's the other thing. When I say the sons, it's Will's son and Swan's son. So you're out there telling people, tell them sons. Vote
sons. Got it. Thank you, Don.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today, Montana talks with Tammy Hall from Bozeman and from Billings as a little kid. Been married 56 years and been with my man from Rocky Mountain College all the way to Bozeman and a little bit of the Navy in between. Hey, Don Kay, you're the head of the GOP. Thank you for being here for us. I'm expecting Ryan Zinke to call him when he gets a minute here. So I don't know when that will be, but let's keep it talking until he does. I kind of cut you off. You were sharing why you're excited about this election. Repeat, would you, about the virtual training?
Yeah, no problem. We're going to be having virtual poll watching training tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And we would like to, you can do it right from your couch, and it's protectthevote.com. If you want to write that down, protectthevote.com. Maybe you could write that down and remind viewers later or listeners later on. And then also I mentioned about voting for the Suns. You know,
I mentioned that earlier, the Suns. That's a great one.
Yep.
Yeah, vote for the Suns.
Yeah.
Are you as pumped up as I am about the Republican Party? I'll tell you that debate where I thought Vance just wiped up the floor with old Walz and his goofy smile and his bug eyes. I thought it was amazing what Vance did.
Yeah, Vance did a very good job of basically saying, look, Donald Trump, look what he's done. You know, I talked to a lot of people, and if you look at President Trump, what the Republican Party's done, 2016 to 20, we had no wars, we had inflation, we had great prosperity going on, and then, of course, COVID hit us, and then the you know, radicals in all the different states shut everything down. Bullock screwed it all up, and Gianforte came to the rescue and opened things up in Montana. So you can see what we do. You know, and I want to mention, you know, you mentioned about Ryan Zinke. I want to mention Ryan Zinke, MT1. That's a really, really important district because, you know, Ryan Zinke's on the Appropriations Committee, and he can really do a lot for Montana. And Trunell, who's running against him, a train wreck Trunell, like we don't, is really a radical left-wing politician that's trying to say that she's using the tester, you know, rope-a-dope. I'm the, you know, good old boy. I come from a ranch and all that. Just look at what her history is. She's defended pedophiles in court. She's worked for every Green New Deal operation there is and fought for them. She is nothing more than a leftist. And we need to really make sure we get Ryan Zinke back in there. We need him on the Appropriations Committee for Montana.
Well, I personally think that Monica Trunell ad where she goes into one of his VRBOs or Airbnb and checks the bed and checks the furniture and checks the doors, I find that it's so insulting. It's such a lack of respect for private property that everything about it just gives me the creeps. It's just what a government person would think they had a right to do.
Exactly. That just goes. She's just part of the radical left. She's a very angry woman. She'd be a horrible representative for Montana. Wouldn't even, when she lost in 2020 to Ryan Zinke, she didn't even have the decency to call him and congratulate him. That's what you do when you lose an election. I was there when Steve Bullock, you know, I do disagree with Governor Bullock in a lot of areas, but he at least was man enough and a good candidate enough to call Steve Daines and concede the election to him. That's what you do, Monica. You don't run and hide.
Yeah,
so
I would agree
with you. God bless, you know, all those folks that are playing by the rules. And talking about the rules, the Montana GOP has come out strong against all the CIs, 126, 127, and 128, which you guys have been talking about this morning. So, but I want to talk about the CI 126. Now, Republicans and Democrats and independents are lining up against this thing for a lot of reasons. It's really just backdoor ranked choice voting. I don't care what they want to call it. That's what it is. It's going to make CI-126.
Okay, this is the one people are very confused about, where it says we're not going to have a primary in June. Now, what it is right now is when you people should know, they do know this. I don't mean should. That's what, but people, when you go in to vote in June for the primaries, you pick a Republican or a Democrat. And Democrats are notorious for crossing over and taking our ballot and trying to vote our weakest people. But they can't do that if they have any races that keep them home. But this would allow them to go in and vote in the Republican convention anytime they want. And I can tell you, of course, we could do that too. But Republicans don't do it. We are pretty in our races. One thing, Don, is that we have so many good people. We always have really good people. We had, what, 9 running for the 1 congressional seat? We always have great candidates running. We stay home and vote on our own. Our Republicans control our Republican Party. That's the way it should be. And this is going to take that away, correct?
Exactly. Our executive board, the MTGOP executive board, which is made up of people around the whole state of Montana, have reviewed CY-126, and we're clearly opposed to this backdoor ranked choice voting scheme. I want to tell you why we are opposed. As you mentioned, we have primaries, and we want to have Democrats in their primary and Republicans in their primary, Libertarians, Green Party, whatever. Common sense, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The ranked choice voting primary are costly to administer. They discourage voting due to the time required to vote. They impose longer polling lines and tabulation times. They require multi-page ballots. It's confusing enough. And they make it more difficult to understand the principles of every candidate. The result is voter suppression and lower turnout.
Well, and isn't that also what happened up in Alaska, where you could end up winning the Republican seat, but you're so far down on the ranking that they can keep you out?
Yeah, it's just a bad deal. Ask any Alaskan.
Yeah, okay,
Alaska,
they hate it.
Yeah, they do, and they're trying to repeal it right now. We just need not to let it in.
Now, all three initiatives. What's the third one?
Yeah, you got
to turn Montana into a killing field. 128, and then the one to. Oh, by the way, when the Democrats say on their ads, "Oh, we want the right to have an open primary because we could get third parties in," I would like to point out that the Democratic Party in Montana went to the Supreme Court to try to keep the other candidates off the ballot. They wanted to keep the Green Party and the Libertarian Party and everybody else off the ballot because they thought it hurt Tester. So they cared so much about the third party that they went to the Supreme Court to block them. So let's not fall for that, folks. Right, Don?
Well, exactly. You know, the Democrats who tried, they kept the Green Party off the last 3 cycles. They did a really good job of that. But Judge McMahon down there in Helena said no more. So thankful for him, and they are going to be on the ballot. But, you know, the CI-126 proponents, they're claiming to be Republicans, but they're really being used by out-of-state liberal elites, because at the end of the day, it's dark money groups and heavily left-leaning that gave $410 million to federal Democratic efforts to beat then Donald Trump. The same group wants to change how Montana votes. They see Montana like Alaska. They saw the same thing there. Is more of a red state, so they want to change it. So, but the Democrats don't want this either because it's bad for them. They can't even vote for their own candidates, right? So, you know, it could end up with 2 Republicans in a race and no Democrats. That's not right either. We need to have representation from all the different, factions, Libertarian, Green Party, Independent, Republican, and Democrat.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a really good point. And they are pushing a lot with the money for this bill. Okay, so we've got great candidates. We could take the Supreme Court. We've got great candidates running in all the seats to control the board. Would you just explain real quick what a poll watcher does? People are, you know, like, well, because they saw last time where they pushed people out of the room that were poll watchers. They brought the police in and forced them out of the room, and they did all kinds of things to corrupt the election. Now our poll watchers are better trained, and they know that if they're trying to remove you, you sit on the floor with your phone going and take a picture of what's happening, and they call you. And you call the state, you know, the Republican Party, and their lawyers will turn up to help them, right? We're not going to leave them hanging.
Exactly. So there's a couple of things. So when you're a poll watcher on election day, and again, we are encouraging all people to get absentee ballots, fill them out, get voted.
Hey, Don, sorry about that. We're going to run out of time, but I am so grateful to you. We will help the poll watchers.
Yes, we will.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What's infuriating is we now know that the Harris-Biden administration, your border czar, took more than $1 billion of tax dollars that had been allocated to FEMA. And they used that money for their unvetted illegal immigrants. Now, I'm going to give you the icing on the cake. They're offering a mere $750 one-time payment from FEMA because they gave all of it to Harris Biden unvetted illegal immigrants. They gave all of it to another $8 billion in the last week to Ukraine. They're offering $25,000 down payments to home buyers. What about the people whose entire lives have been upended here?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase your utility and gas prices? I know my family's feeling it really hard, and so are the people in my community. And not only that, he'll inflate costs on things that you need to live. Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to GoldCo today to learn how precious metals could help protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match and bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by GoldCo.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When I go around saying that Montana's housing markets have problems that need fixing, not too many people disagree. And the problem most point to is the spectacular growth in prices and rents, especially in the last few years. And they're absolutely correct, especially when compared to the growth in income of folks trying to buy. But buying is just one side of the transaction, yes? The pain and anguish of every buyer and renter who's confronted by the high price tag of housing is exactly equal, dollar for dollar, to the joy of the owners of those properties receiving the cash. And while they may be silent, there are thousands of Montanans whose housing wealth has soared with the price surges of recent years. Aside from these self-centered perspectives, there are bigger reasons to be trying to fix our housing markets. Housing prices are higher than market factors alone would support because communities across the state have obstacles to building that didn't exist in the days when economic growth and housing supply growth were on the same page. I'm Patrick.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Calm to donate. Paid for by Sheehy Victory Committee.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today it's Tammy Hall, and it's just a privilege to be on with you folks. I just can't believe how much I've learned today. We've had such amazing, amazing callers. I'd like to repeat what Don Kay, the head of the Republican Party, shared, is that tomorrow morning at 9, you can go to protectthevote.com, and you can find out all how to be a poll watcher. Poll watchers are the people that just stay there. You know the rules. They'll tell you what the rules are. You just stand there and watch the polls, and if something's going on, like they're wheeling in a whole bunch of ballots in a suitcase and you're a little concerned about it, or they're throwing ballots in the ground under the table that should have been counted, you can call a number and they will have a lawyer there within minutes to help you. So we don't need to do this alone. We had Tim Sheehy, and I just can't even tell you, if you had time to sit with this amazing young man. He's only in his 30s, and again, when John Tester attacks him, remember, John Tester is the number one receiver of lobbyist money. And if you've been voting for John Tester for years because he was a good old guy and a Montana farmer, who, by the way, never won his own county, that tells you a lot about a farmer. When his own county won't vote for him, there's something you should be concerned about, because it's a farming county. But I understand that, but this man's changed. He went to Washington and he turned into a blooming, flaming liberal. Let me give you an example. The first thing that Joe Biden did when he became president is he went out and signed an executive order that gave him the right to close the pipeline, which would have really helped Montana, would have helped some of our poorest districts that need the money, need the jobs. It was all ready to go. He killed that pipeline. Now, the next day or a couple days later, they had a bill that they put in the Senate that would have overridden him and given us the power to have the pipeline. Guess who voted against it? John Tester. It became a tied vote. And again, Kamala Harris breaks this vote. John Tester has been voting against Montana. And I just can't tell you, don't take it personal if you voted for him all these years. He changes a little every time. What he does is he goes to Washington, votes 5 years, like a progressive, does everything Joe Biden asks him, everything Obama asks him, but then he comes back to Montana and miraculously he turns into a moderate, a Republican to get elected. I wish that Democrats, well, actually they are somewhat, but I wish they tell you what they stand for. Monica, it does not care about hunting. I don't care what she says. She's trying to beat Ryan Zinke by being a moderate. She's not a moderate. She's one of the most dramatically progressive women in Montana. And then if you believe in all your causes on your Democratic, progressive, socialist, and fascist side, tell us. Be honest about it. Stand up and say, this is what I believe. Don't say, well, right now I'm campaigning like this. You know, there was a line, my friends, in the debate between Tester and Sheehy, which, by the way, if you watch, Sheehy was respectful of Tester. He was honest. He answered every question he was asked. It was a beautiful thing to watch on his side. Tester, on the other hand, was on the attack from the minute that debate started, and he never backed off attacking Sheehy, because it's all he has. He spent all his money and all his time. And at one point, John Tester said, words matter. No, I'm sorry, but words don't matter at all in a campaign. They're cheap, and they don't tell you the truth. And their ad campaigns, what matters is action. It says that in the Bible. Even my mother taught me that. Your actions speak louder than your words. You've all heard it. Well, never more so than in a campaign. Look at their votes. Look how they lived their lives. Look at the fact that John Tester was a dirt poor farmer 18 years ago, and he became rich off you by taxing you, by taking your money, while Tim Sheehy was serving in the military and built businesses. Come back, we're going to have the First Lady of Montana, Susan Gianforte. Come on back at the next hour. We're sure enjoying this.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.